For quite a few years, the sport horse industry has been trying to help the racehorse industry with one of its knottiest problems. What becomes of retired racehorses? One possible answer to that question can be seen here in Ring 1 this afternoon. The racehorse to riding horse class. Retrained stars of National Hunt Racing competing in a showing class to see how successful their new owners have been at rewiring them to do something other than gallop faster than everyone else. In his former life, Mr. Adjudicator was trained by Willie Mullins, ridden variously by Ruby Walsh, Paul Townend and Rachel Blackmore, and ran at Cheltenham, at Leopardstown and at Galway, and he won a lot of races. But he has now been retrained by Áine Phelan in under a year to compete here, as Suzanne Campbell found out when she visited him in his new home in Feathered, County Tipperary.
This is Mr. Adjudicator.
Oh, he's lovely.
He was with Willie Mullins?
Yes, he was. He ran as a two-year-old with Joe Murphy here in Feathered, and my dad bought him for David and Anne Bobbitt and their family, and he moved to Willie's then as a three-year-old and went on to win the Tattersalls Juvenile Grade 1 hurdle at the Dublin Racing Festival.
Just after Christmas, the big Dublin Festival.
Yes, before Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Then he went on to Cheltenham and was second in the Triumph Hurdle.
Wow.
Yeah.
He retired out of racing when?
Last August.
Okay.
Coming up 12 months ago. So he's had a crash course this year in showing. He had the winter off and I brought him back in the spring. We've had a bit of fun since and he's learning loads and the change of pace from racing to showing and showing himself off.
And now when you go into the showing in Dublin, what do you have to do in that class?
So we all arrive into the arena. We all have to listen to the judge. We walk, trot and canter on both reins. And then the judges will pull us in a line. And then we usually just have to strip them off. And the confirmation judge will look at them. And also the ride judge will ride them. And
ride
then
them as well.
Between how well they rode for the ride judge and the confirmation judge, then they place us.
So you're awarded on how the horse goes in the arena on the day, their confirmation, which is what their body shape is like.
Made up.
Yeah. And then the ride judge, their experience of riding them. He's eye-catching, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And he's a great eye and ear in him. And he just has a presence about him.
Yeah, yeah. So he's pushing me here because... So there's winning going on because it's kind of dinner time. He
yes,
knows that, does he?
Absolutely. And he knows there's feed outside a stable for him.
And he's thinking, why are they standing here talking when I can get my dinner? Now, we're giving him a carrot.
His favourite snack. He'd follow you around like a pup for a carrot.
People might think that a lot of thoroughbreds are the same, that they have the same characteristics. They're very fast. They have this beautiful, racy body built for speed. But they're all very different, are they?
Yes, I love thoroughbreds and I've been brought up with them since I was young. I had a thoroughbred in Pony Club and I've moved on to Mr. Adjudicator and they're just two very different types. And what makes good thoroughbred to retrain is their attitude. If you have their attitude and they are willing to learn, they will take you to the moon. They're amazing. To overcome the transition from racing to showing or eventing or show jumping, it's very challenging for them, but if their attitude is willing to learn, well, then that's half the battle.
And so the Bobbitts really, but for them, you wouldn't have him because he's their horse and they've retired him here. Is that right?
Yep. And it's an honour to have him and to be able to retrain him and show him another new lease of life.
I know agencies like Trowell are trying to encourage owners to rehome them with people who might give them another riding career. It's not always easy to do that, but there are more owners doing it.
I think there is, not just Trella, but maybe the Irish racehorse trainers might need to get together and set up some sort of centre so that they can see the ones that can meet the criteria, say, of retraining, and then maybe send them to satellite yards that would be willing to take thoroughbreds. But I do think Trella are fantastic and they're giving thoroughbreds so much more opportunity to have a second life and showcase the best of what they can do.
So we're outside now. He's going to have a nibble of grass.
And this is your dad's place?
Yes, so we're breeders and we have boarding facilities here. So we fold down mares and foals down mm-hmm. here and break yearlings and prep them for sales.
You don't work in horses anymore?
I'm working as a radiographer in Clonmel.
Do they think it's weird that you're out riding racehorses and being a radiographer?
No, work don't mind it at all. They think it's great, so they do. This year, with the two horses that I have now, I feel like it's another full-time job.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. But you have to put the hard work in to get the rewards.
Have you ridden in Dublin before and are you nervous about it?
I'm slightly nervous but very excited about it. It is my first time in Dublin.
Wow.
So I couldn't think of a better class to go in because I love thoroughbreds and I've been brought up around them since I was young. So I couldn't think of a better class to do.
Well, wishing you the best of luck and Mr. Adjudicator and you to behave well for Anya. Okay? Good boy.
He's too busy eating grass.
He's so enjoying himself
there. Yeah, absolutely.
Anya Phelan and Suzanne Campbell there with another glimpse about the amount of work that it takes to get into one of these arenas here at Dublin.